Who hasn't ever dreamt of a holiday on a remote Pacific island? Or a getaway to a vibrant coastal city? And, once there, plan to eat fish, visit the beaches, marvel at historic harbors, enjoy the spectacular mangroves or explore the mysterious seabed? Yet behind the idyllic postcard picture is an entire economic system, the so-called blue economy, which makes up 5% of the world's GDP and affects the livelihoods of 350 million people. In some Asian countries, like Indonesia, the blue economy accounts for up to 20% of GDP. Ultimately, if the global blue economy were a country, it would be the seventh largest in the world, and the ocean, as an economic entity, would be in the G7. The blue economy is a major driver of urban and regional development. In coastal cities, the blue economy provides jobs for millions of people, including in the nautical sector, biomarine research or blue technologies. In Spain, the blue economy generates annual turnover of 3.8 million euros in Barcelona alone, and in the southern region of Andalusia, it accounts for around 10.5% of GDP. But the blue economy is not only about money. It includes non-market benefits, such as carbon storage, coastal protection, cultural values and biodiversity. Globally, ecosystem services, such as wind power production and coastal protection, provide benefits of $140 trillion per year, amounting to more than 1.5 times the size of global GDP. In Europe, almost 500 billion euros worth of ecosystem services are generated within a 10 kilometers coastal zone. Under threat, cities and regions have an important role to play both in realizing the potential of the blue economy and in preserving marine and freshwater ecosystems, conserving the ocean, boosting the use of renewable energy, preventing waste, and fighting against pollution. In 2019, more than 6 megatons of plastic waste leaked into rivers, lakes, and the ocean. That's roughly the weight of the Great Pyramid of Giza. Plastic pollution would stunt fish growth, cutting off millions of people from a vital source of food. At the same time, cities must also adapt to growing risks. By 2050, more than 500 coastal cities will face a sea level rise of at least 0.5 meter, putting over 800 million people at risk. Rising seas would reclaim beaches and ports, droughts would make rivers too shallow for fluvial transport or clean energy generation. Source: OECD, 2016, OECD Science, Technology and Innovation Outlook 2016, OECD Publishing, Paris. So, what do we need to do? First, think global and act local. A growing number of international declarations and conventions have strengthened global commitments to marine and freshwater conservation, the prevention of water-related risks, and the blue economy. However, none of them recognizes the importance of a localized approach to the blue economy. Doing so is long overdue. Many of the most powerful levers, land use, spatial planning, waste and water management, are in the hands of subnational governments. Cities and regions can also invest in infrastructure and nature-based solutions to mitigate flood risk and improve the resilience of local economies. They are also guardians of local culture and traditions linked to water-related economic activities, which can help ensure that solutions win the approval and active support of local communities. Second, connect the dots. Coastal or inland cities cannot be disconnected from the basins they sit in. With growing urban populations and increasing pressure on the availability and quality of water resources, urban areas and their basins need to join forces and coordinate action to optimize costs, develop shared information systems, and identify economic and regulatory tools for nature-based solutions. Third, get governance right. For a resilient, inclusive, sustainable, and circular blue economy to thrive in cities and regions, technical solutions are not enough. Cities need to find new funding mechanisms to support marine and freshwater protection, develop partnerships with private actors, community organizations, cooperatives, think tanks, and research institutes, and stimulate blue entrepreneurship, create synergies across policies such as spatial planning, waste, energy, transport, and water, and foster dialogue between scientists and policymakers. It's time for cities to make a splash in the sustainable blue economy. The OECD Project Cities for a Blue Economy, in collaboration with the International Network of River Basin Organizations, INBO, aims to unleash the potential of the blue economy in cities and regions, connecting them to their basins and setting the right enabling conditions. Join the discussion on localizing action for the ocean, local and regional governments, 25th of June, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. CEST, at the 2022 United Nations Ocean Conference. To support government efforts to transition to a more sustainable ocean economy, the OECD is mobilizing expertise across multiple policy fronts, covering environmental, economic, financial, and social dimensions. Working with both developed and developing countries, the OECD aims to ensure that all societies can harness the benefits of the ocean on a sustainable and inclusive basis. Find more OECD work for a sustainable ocean.